Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Zbignieew. Last name is Wojcik, Wojcik. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of accident is 6/29/2021. Date of service is 11/3/2023. This is a procedure recording for this patient. The procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with the fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. The medical indications for the procedures are as follows. The patient is having a consistent severe pain in the lower back. And the MRIs post-surgery show bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, as well as L5-S1, along with herniated disc at the L5-S1 level with the abutting on the L5 nerve root. Along with this, there is a bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, as well as bilateral sacroiliac joint inflammation. The patient is having significant pain. He has recovered from the neck pain quite a bit after 2 cervical epidural steroid injection. He did have a surgery for the L5-S1 region, and it shows an interbody fusion at L5-S1 level. However, disc herniation is putting some pain symptoms for him. It is believed that LESI will resolve his problem and decrease the pain, improve the healing, and decrease the need for any further surgery or any other demand. Patient also doesn't want to have surgery. The procedure was done according to the protocol. A special note, at the end of the procedure, patient was about to get up that he reported that he couldn't move his leg. He was placed in Trendelenburg position, and IV was continuing. At one point, his blood pressure dropped to 77/40 with pulse rate of 90 when a 0.25 milligram of epinephrine was given in IV. An ambulance was called, 911 series, and he was sent to Extension Hospital emergency room for observation. In the hospital, I myself was present all along with the patient. An MRI was ordered, and the MRI did not show any pathology except fluid at the L5-S1 region, which was after the procedure. After an hour of admission to the hospital, patient recovered completely, and he was able to walk around of his own out of the hospital. The rest of the recovery was perfect, and we called the patient next day and following day, and we found that the patient was doing very well. No side effects or any issues, and the pain was also completely gone, 100%. Thank you.